Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller Metal Roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller Metal Roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to remain quiet today, although given the volatility of last week in the cash markets, it's uncertain how long each side will be willing to sit on their hands before stepping into the market. With the long holiday weekend approaching, it's likely that both sides will be trying to get business done before Friday, but it could show limited activity this early in the week. Showless distribution and inventory takings expected to be a top priority this morning, but given the uncertainty over the last couple of weeks, limited trade by the end of the day should not be ruled out. Both sides are anticipating the announcement of the weekly average cattle price last week, given the wide $20 trading range seen. Now, mixed trades likely develop early this morning in the hog futures. The underlying focus on weaker pork cutout values through the last several days is cutting the overall focus away from previous market support, but the strong pullback in the futures prices during the last 2 weeks is creating the potential for moderate to firm short covering to step back into the market in the near future. With the holiday weekend approaching, most of the needed price adjustments and active trade will likely be in the first half of the week, which could allow for some additional market movement in the coming days. Wheat markets are mixed from the overnight, with winter wheat contracts lower while spring wheat clings to small gains. The upturn in moisture for much of the U.S. hard red and wheat belt seems to be arriving just in time to make a difference, while the same upturn in moisture is causing difficulty for the Northern Plains producers in seeding. National spring wheat seeding progress was estimated at 42% complete last week and is seen at 56 to 58% complete on today's crop progress report. Corn futures are firmer overnight, picking up where the market left off last week as concerns about flooded acres in the central corn belt and prevent plant acres in the northern plains persist. Social media was filled with pictures from Illinois and the Dakotas over the weekend after heavy rains left fields looking flooded. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close Friday, June live cattle up $287.97. August was up 82 cents at $97.82. August feeder cattle up 2 cents, $131.07. September up 22 cents at $132.75. June hogs down 87, $57.87. July was down 105 at $57.75. Kansas City wheat, July up a half at the close Friday, $4.52 and a quarter. September up a quarter penny, $4.58 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, July down 2 cents, $5.25. September's down 2 and a quarter, $5.03. July corn up 1 3/4, $3.19 and a quarter. September's up a penny at $3.23. July soybeans up 1 1/2, $8.38 and a half. And August was up 1 3/4 at $8.40 and 3/4. And July cotton up 40 cents, $58.25. December up 41, $58.17. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.